kind of like when you go through seasons and things are down, people still want to go to the bar. They still want to do these things that are like, you know, recreational. Well, we're stuck at home, so people can't recreate. So this is really perfect for us because these people are forced to stay at home. You know, we've started a campaign, you know, stay at home, press your own. It's been really, really good and definitely taken the edge off knowing that, you know, we're going to survive well through this pandemic.
From MJ Bulls Media, it's the Raising Cannabis Capital Show. Today in Cannabis and Corona, we have another cannabis entrepreneur whose company is thriving during the COVID-19 crisis, Ryan Meyer from Rosenbaum. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dan, how are you? Thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Well, I appreciate you taking time to speak with us today because there's so much negative with this coronavirus that it's really exciting and refreshing to talk with somebody who has good news about their business. And Rosenbaum has to be right at the top of this good news market. Rosin presses that allow people to safely and affordably produce solvent-free THC, CBD rosin concentrates and edibles from their home. I mean, what could be more perfect? Everybody's stuck at home right now. I suspect sales are just doing great for you.
When all this stuff came about, of course, we were worried and shaky as everybody was. Everything's kind of undetermined. You're kind of wondering, you know, what's going to happen next? You know, we've done really well. It's kind of like when you go through seasons and things are down, people still want to go to the bar. They still want to do these things that are like, you know, recreational. Well, we're stuck at home, so people can't recreate. So we've started a campaign, stay at home, press your own. So it's been really, really good.
And you know what it does is it you give people a hobby, actually. It's like, you know, here's a new hobby for you to do. While you're saving money, while you are producing solvent-free, you don't have to worry about chemicals, you don't have to... I don't want to get ahead of myself because I know a lot of our listeners will email me and say, you're getting too technical here. I'm going to let you bring us back. We'll start from the beginning. Can you explain why we use extraction and just kind of walk us through the process?
Of course. So the safety of it is a major factor. BHO, which is butane extracted, solvent extracted concentrates. Bad part of that is, of course, you're dealing with the chemicals. It's dangerous. It's dangerous in the air, the fumes, everything. On top of that, when you process it, they do have to cook these chemicals off. They're literally with your concentrate. So they have to cook this off, and then you're hoping that these residuals are not still in there. You know, all these things kind of add up in your body and end up taking effect one way or another.
The way the Rosenbaum press works is it's a combination of pressure and heat. There's nothing else in there. It's just a combination of pressure and heat.
Correct. So it's just a combination of controlled heat and force, and it extracts those essentials from the plant, which we call wax or rosin or dabs or, you know, all the other names for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come out at the other end with a very simple concentrate that has nothing in it other than the flower. You know exactly what's going into your body. Definitely feel it's a much safer option than just taking the flower and smoking it, because in this route, you're inhaling the vapor from it, whereas when you're smoking it, you're inhaling smoke, which smoke, of course, is not good for your lungs. It's got a lot of benefits to it.
And you mentioned to me today how you were able to actually put it into your popcorn oil.
You know, we've got it sitting on the counter, and I'm pressing rosin, and 2 minutes later, I take that rosin, I put it into the pot, and I stir it around in the bottom of that pot while the heat's going with some organic coconut oil. Put my salt in there, you know, my pepper, everything you want your popcorn to taste like, and then put the kernels in there and let it pop. And as that's popping and the oil is in there, it's infusing it with your rosin. So you can basically make your own recipe for recreation or medication, CBD, a little more THC or whatever you'd like, and sit down, watch a movie. And so
it's a whole new meaning to watching a movie on Netflix.
Right.
Oh my gosh, this is so good. And I mean, we all think of brownies, but perfect. You know, just mix it into a brownie mix. I mean, this is exactly. I have my blender, I have my toaster, and I have my Rosenbaum sitting on the counter, all ready to go. It is just so clean. That is so cool. Well, you manufacture a couple different models, and your parent company, I want to make sure we hear, you have a parent company called Maverick Technology Solution, and that's a publicly traded company for all of our investors out there, and it's trading on OTC under symbol MVRK. For, like I said, for all of our investors out there, keep that in mind. And people can go on your website and just purchase this along with all the other products that you sell on your website. This, like, it's like all-in-one kit.
Yep. We've got quite a few ancillary items that will go along with it and make the process more seamless and make it less sticky, if you will. You know, so we've created all the tools to make it kind of one and done beginning to end. And, you know, we also sell a kit right now that we've got a happy kit that goes along with it for vaporizing. You buy the press, you make the oil, you take the oil, you put it into your vaporizer, you inhale it, and it's from beginning to end, it's a solution. We put a lot of passion into our products to make them what I would want to use at home. When you have passion behind something, you just can't beat it. You can be chasing money all day, but you'll never be able to chase that passion that creates those products that, you know, they come out the way they do because there was that passion behind it.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you more. Like, you didn't build this to make money. You built this because you were like, somebody should do this. I wish they had one of these. I mean, that's the
difference. Out of necessity, correct.
Yeah, that's the difference. That's the difference. I want to take a short break to play you a preview of our next episode and to thank our sponsors.
I'm like a kid. I'm so excited to see, because you know what's really cool, Dan, is I get to meet these sponsors, and entrepreneurs are awesome. They're willing to take risk. They're willing to put themselves out there. They're willing to stand up in front of the truck, believing that they can stop it. And they do crazy stuff. Most of it, in your mind, is well-calculated and isn't just taking risk. But these are the guys that get us to the moon. These are the guys that make big things happen.
Tune in on Thursday to hear Brian Barbuto from Razzle. And now let's get back to today's show. So, Ryan, we've been talking mostly about home units, but I also know that you have created a press for more industrial scale, and you've come up with a lot of innovative features.
So generally, you put your product in between parchment paper, you press, take it out, repeat, repeat, repeat. The process is very manual. If you are a processor, you need to scrape each one of those pieces of paper, which is tedious. We've created a solution for that that, you know, we also have IP around, and that's our flow channel technology on our Rosenbaum M60. You can put in bag after bag after bag, and as you're pressing, there's a graduated trough in that that will bring your rosin from the trough out into a receptacle. Completely eliminates the having to scrape and everything, because it basically makes you an ingot when you're done, and you just drop it out of there and you're done. It completely eliminates that tedious portion of the process. It's been a huge leap, you know, in technology in our space, and we're very excited about it.
Back to a project of passion. That's what this is all about. With all this extra sales, what are your plans for expansion? And I mean, we mentioned that you can buy the stock, so there's an investment opportunity, but what's next?
So we have an ultra small unit that we're working on currently that will be battery powered. So
no way.
This will be portable, portable, portable. You can have this at the top of a mountain and make fresh rosin as you're sitting on the mountaintop and enjoy when you're looking at the scenery.
Oh my gosh.
So on the other side of the spectrum, we've got an ultra large unit that will be able to process very large amounts so that large processors can safely and organically extract rosin and keep their costs down and efficiently do this so that, you know, they can profit as much as they need to.
Man, this is good stuff, Ryan. I'll have all of Rosenbaum's information in the show notes, and we'll also have it on mjbulls.com, and including the kit that you have right now, the special that you're running. We'll have all the information about that. Like I said, this is so refreshing to hear somebody that's having some good news for a change. I really appreciate you being on the show today, Ryan.
Thank you. Thank you. No, I appreciate it just as much. Thank you. We've worked extremely hard to make these things happen. And, you know, we've got patents surrounding our inventions, the flow channel technology that we've created. We've got IP on that. We've got IP on the design utility of the machines, and we've stuck our whole leg into it. That's for sure.
Well, it's clear it's a passion project for you, and I wish you all the best. And hey, let's have you back on the show again, because I have a feeling this thing is just going to go nowhere but up.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast, The Talking Hedge, and newest member on PodCon X. So come on over and check out The Talking Hedge. We talk about business news, interviews, investments, events, all that stuff. So come nerd out with me over at The Talking Hedge. You can find me at thetalkinghedgepodcast.com or on all your favorite podcast platforms. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out.